Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics.
Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies. You're listening to The Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected, with your host, Nick Holmes.
Tahira
and Karishma on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Welcome to the Love Zone USA, the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton. I never host the show alone, so I want to welcome Karishma Thomas.
Hello, hello. How are you?
We have it. Excellent topic. Yes. How are you, Karishma?
Wonderful, wonderful. Yes, I'm ready to dive in today. It's going to be quite juicy for all our listeners out there.
Very, very juicy. And also we have Jennifer Laws, our guest host online with us as well. Welcome, Jen, if you're on the line. So I guess Jen is not on yet. But Karishma, what do you think about this topic?
Well, I think it's going to be quite the scandalous show. So, listeners, please, post on our Facebook page, The Girlfriend Network, or at the Love Zone USA. Make sure to call in. T, you want to go ahead and introduce the topic, and we can dive right in?
Yes. Okay. I can't stop but laughing. So is a threesome a way to spice up your relationship? Well, it's actually your marriage. But I want to say relationships. Some people are in long-term relationships. Or is it a
or
way
short-term.
Of sabotaging? Or short-term. Or is it a way, an avenue to, like, sabotaging the relationship? I mean, personally, I don't know. It's really tricky. It's really tricky to really dissect. But we're going to definitely dive into it. So give us a call. Let us know, 347-539-5729. And I just want to welcome Jennifer Laws, our guest host.
Hey, everybody.
Jen, are you there?
Yeah.
Welcome, Jen.
Welcome,
hey.
Jen.
How is everybody?
So, well, I'm good. I'm trying to get over the topic here. It's pretty hot. So I'm doing good. Karishma, how's everything?
I'm doing great, too. I think the three of us. Be like little girls in school right now, just laughing because it's such an. I told my mom, I was like, "Don't listen to this show."
The night is a little crazy, but I really want to
dive right in because I've known a lot of people who have been in kind of like a threesome situation, or nowadays a lot of people are in kind of like. Three-way relationships. Open relationships. I personally am. I'm very conservative. In that sense. So, I don't have any personal experiences to share. But I did. I did chat with a lot of people and get other people's experiences to share.
Wait, Jen is laughing. I'm not so conservative. I guess I'm the bad girl. So we'll discuss when we get to me. I know my producers is going to kick me for this, but I love my husband. He's the best. But, you do have a liking for marriage, so definitely, I'm conservative, but not always has been so conservative. Go ahead, Karishma. I'm sorry.
You're the newly conservative. I was talking to somebody the other day because especially when you live in the city, you meet so many different interesting people, and I met someone the other day, and they are actually in a three-way relationship. So it's three
it's
of them.
Open.
So every
relationship
is a threesome. No, but it's not open. It's just the three of them are in a relationship.
Yeah.
What is it called?
It's actually called a triangle relationship.
Oh, triangle. Oh, my God.
So let me ask you a question. I'm curious about this. In a triangle relationship, do you take turns being with the person, or is it all three of you together all the time? Like, because I'm
it's
selfish.
It's all three of you together all of the time.
Oh, wow.
Oh, damn. Jen is defining triangle relationship for us right now.
I mean, I can definitely understand, like, from a financial point of view, like, that would be awesome. But, like, that's kind of crazy. Like, what if you want time alone with your person? That never can happen. Like, you sit and
no,
find
but the
out,
three of them
my...
have decided to be in a relationship with all, like, it's like very, I guess, equal. But in the one that I know, like, she said that they both knew each other before, and then she got kind of invited into this relationship. But they have, like, a life together. They live together, you know, all this stuff. And I'm like, and I was wondering that because I'm very, you know,
so they have
I feel
children?
Like I'm, like, a possessive person. No, they don't. They haven't started a family yet. But the other two were together for a while, and then they kind of invited, you know, her into it. But, I mean, personally, I was trying to kind of think of the logistics because I'm like, okay, so, like, how does it work? But they're –
Wait. Charisma, like, how are mm-hmm. they – are they all sleeping in the bed together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so, like
– That means that – it's basically
not crazy
that
because it's someone's reality. So
yeah.
You're
sleeping – you know what?
So you
it's basically that the
–
Yeah. They're sleeping in the same bed. The women are bisexual. Everybody is loving
okay.
everybody the same.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
So
okay.
it's not like,
but
you know, it's both women just going to be there for the man. Like, 9 times out of 10, those women are bisexual too.
But, you know, you would think because the other two have been together longer, you know, that the third may end up feeling some type of way because, you know, they have a history. I mean, I feel like you see that in any situation, even if two people have just known each other a longer time and you're going in as the new person, that you might
but
feel
you know,
some type of way.
It's usually not the new person. It's usually not the new person that feels some type of way. It's usually the one who's been there longer.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I mean, at some point, I'm not jealous.
But it takes a certain type of person to women are highly emotional. So even though fantasy wise you can ask something out, but then to look at it, I'm like, okay, like she kind of after my man. I'm sorry. you have to be ready for that mentally.
Can you imagine sitting there and thinking like, okay, like what if this girl is younger, you know, and as a woman, you know what type of women your man is attracted to. So you're like, okay, now he's forming an emotional bond with this woman. It's different if you're just being intimate with sex and no connection, but now you're inviting somebody into your world to have an emotional connection with your husband or your boyfriend. Like, that's a lot.
It is. I mean, I think that's something that, like, I just know that I could never do personally. So, to me, I just can't even understand it. And I feel like, you know, that part of your life is so intimate. And I know a lot, you know, nowadays everyone is kind of looking for the next thing to spice up their life. And people are just going after
My comment was too hot. Blog Talk dropped me. I'm sorry. I'm back.
She got censored out, okay, when she was talking about her Tahira's naughty girl days.
No, I didn't even get into that. I'm just saying, who said it was naughty girl days? I'm just saying that, like, it takes a very, very strong person.
Yeah.
Forgive me, guys. This is the person that you love and care about. You want to have, like, I guess I'm a twin. So being a twin, mm-hmm. You grow up together and you kind of share a life together. So my alone time and my personal stuff means a lot to me now that I'm an adult twin. So my separate, my things, the possession, it just takes a huge mentality to handle something like that.
Yeah,
so
that's
what are some of the, like, I mean, if we get down to the psychological aspects of it, I mean, how do you get there? How does this become a norm for you? Like, I can get it if both of you, you know, you have a fantasy and you talk, but how do you get to the point beyond acting on, out on like a one-time thing to a lifestyle of it. That's something different.
Well, you know what? Like I said, I think it's because like the majority of the cases that I've known about or the people that I know that were in relationships like that, 90% of the time, the women are bisexual. So,
but even,
you know,
even then, even if you're bisexual, okay, you may, you still feel that one way love. So that doesn't mean that
exactly.
You know, I don't know if it does. Like you should still want that, you know, by yourself. Like you wouldn't want to share, regardless, trisexual, whatever. You want that love between that person. When does it become shared? That's what I'm having all
right.
the time understanding.
No, definitely, because this. I think what me and T are on the same page, because there's a difference between your sexual orientation and what you prefer, in that sense, than being in a monogamous or like, you know, a polyamorous relationship. It's like, which one? It's like, okay. You can be, you know, bisexual, lesbian, gay, which whatever you want to be, but you might just be like, I want to be with one person. I don't want to be with in a three, you know, a triangle relationship or a square, rectangle, you know, all the different shapes. I don't even know.
Okay, so we definitely need a male perspective. After God, how do we get here? I'm gonna bring in the truth. The truth. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and this is all this
oh
is right
goodness.
In my alley.
Happy New Year! Welcome back. This is the truth. Introduce yourself. Good to hear from you. We haven't spoken in so long.
Right, right. So what I actually counsel a lot of the interest. I have a couple that swing. But before I get into that, I'm a relationship therapist here in Los Angeles, and I also do a lot of my blogging and writing on Instagram. So. It's always a pleasure for me to join you guys. This is really a doozy right here, and I can't wait to get in.
So the truth. What do you think? What's your perspective on this? Like, it's one thing, like, this is Tihiro. It's one thing to, you know, like Jim was saying, well, maybe, you know, it's a bisexual relationship. But whether whatever the preference is, to me, I want my love to myself. I don't want to share it. So what does it, when does it become, you know, the point where it's like open? How do you get to that? I don't know.
Okay, so
I don't
know. Let's get down to the brass tacks.
Mm-hmm.
And in today's dating scene, relationship scene, we struggle to even conduct ourselves in a one-on-one situation. So what I mean by that is when we talk about accountability, okay,
mm-hmm.
when we talk about respect, okay, those things are challenges in and of themselves if you're just dealing with one person. When you bring in multiple people into a situation, and this is my own personal opinion about in terms of intimacy, I can give, and this is when you see it, I can give a piece of me to a lot of different people. And you see
mm-hmm.
this all the time where people are fragmented is the word. You know, you got a part of you is still dealing with and still got feelings for your ex. Another part of you is trying to move on with your life. You're dating somebody new. So that's not anything new in today's dating scene. But here's where it's gone to the next level, is a society that struggles with accountability, struggles with respect, is now saying, and think about how we love. Even in a perfect scenario, our love is selfish. And I know that's going to hurt some people's feelings, but it's selfish because how I choose to present myself to you may not be how you choose to love me back. And we want
mm-hmm.
to control how people love us back first. Keep that in mind. Hold on to that. The other thing about these threesomes and stuff like that, it's one thing to have sex in a threesome, you know, have the sex, the physical part. It's another thing to try to cultivate true connections with each individual person, giving each individual person all of you.
Mm.
That's the part that I believe is not possible, again, because somebody is going to get less of me in order for me to spread myself all the way around, because I'm only one person, right? I can't, we don't have the ability to be omnipresent. Watch
mm-hmm.
this, omnipresent spiritually and omnipresent physically. So if I'm with
mm-hmm.
you and I'm focused on you, I'm already cheating on you, and part of my mind is thinking about the other person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me. Even though I'm with you, my body is with you, but my mind,
isn't.
Right. There you go. Uh-huh. And if the mind and the body don't occupy the same space, we can't call that a true 100%.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I want to say one more thing and let you guys go. And so if you think about that, I'm gonna throw a real doozy for you. Watch this. So it's funny how a man wants to, generally speaking, wants to fulfill his fantasy of having two women, but if his wife or girlfriend says, "Hey, by the way, I want two men. I want you and another man." Now watch this. He ain't going for that.
No.
And here's where the hypocrisy comes into play. See, you can't ask me to fulfill your fantasy, and you're not going to allow me to fulfill my fantasy. So a lot of women, some women, won't even tell their husband or significant other what their true fantasy is because his ego can't handle it. And if we can't have equality, then we can't have what you guys call a responsible, accountable menage a trois for a lifestyle. Somebody is going to be cheated, or somebody is going to have to compromise their values and their principles in order for this thing to work. And you may see some women with lower self-esteem who will say, "I gave my husband or my boyfriend a threesome just so he wouldn't leave me." And to that woman, I tell you, the last thing you need to be worried about is sex, because that's not the biggest problem in your relationship.
Uh-uh.
If you're doing that for that reason, because if I don't do this, then he's going to go out there and do it anyway, so I might as well do it with him. I've heard this. I've heard women say that. I've heard them say that.
Wait, hold up. True.
I'm going to pause. You guys go ahead and
answer. We're going to pause it. This is here. So what do you, because it's no longer, it's not fun. I mean, that's a direct, I mean, if you feel that you're not desperate, but that is that vital, you know, what does that say about that woman?
Well, you're talking about a woman and women who have very low self-esteem. You got to remember, to some
yeah,
women,
that's a,
being
to me,
single,
that's a mirror,
to,
a
well,
reflection
to some
of
women,
what's going
being
on.
Single is a form of death. You see what I said? To some women, being single and having to go back out in that ugly dating scene and fighting all the time who will do anything for a man, that is a form of death. So they'd rather sit here with this devil that they do know than go find a new devil with a new set of
problems. Don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. You know?
Okay.
And go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I feel what you're saying. But I don't want to play the whole, like, just because, you know, if the woman wants to do it. Sometimes a lot of – maybe women want to have a threesome, but sometimes the men also can't handle it. Like, they don't want to share their woman with another man. So the only way to make it acceptable for them or have them to deal with their ego is to have it be two women. And I feel like when it comes to, you know, sexuality, women are naturally more comfortable – in who they are, they can be more kind of fluid with it because the way we love is very different. So I see what you're saying in terms of self-esteem, but then if that woman is doing, you know, like going to get into a threesome, I'm sure there's a lot of other aspects, like you were saying, that there's definitely going to be different problems in the relationship. She's probably doing a lot of things she doesn't want to do. She's probably putting up with a lot of shit that she doesn't want to put up with for this man. Because she's afraid. It wouldn't just be this, you know, one thing. Because if you have low self-esteem or you're going to be insecure, whether you're a man or a woman, you are, in that case, kind of just being a victim of this relationship. And you may be, you know, kind of compromising financially, sexually, emotionally. There's all different stages. I don't think that it would be like, okay, I have to keep my man. The only way to keep him is a threesome. Because it might be, I have to keep my man, I have to be on it all the time, I have to be there for him emotionally, I have to support him, I have to cook for him, or clean for him, or do whatever, take care of him. And I think it can go that way, too. I think there would be more in-depth, like a deeper feeling of where that self-esteem or where the issues in the relationship lie. So definitely, if you're going to that case, you have to think about it more clearly.
Well, what are you talking about the man? What about the man?
Well, I think that, you know, when people, if somebody wants to try and, you know, try and have a threesome or something like that, I think it should be done, like, in their youthful years when they're really young and just exploring and not when they're in a serious relationship with somebody.
But why did you, I respect that, Jennifer, but why does
that
it
sounds
have to
like,
be like
that sounds personal.
It's not really that emotional attachment.
Right.
You know
I
what
you.
I'm saying? It's just a physical thing. Oh, I want to try it. This was fun. Okay.
I mean,
right. You know,
I think it can be physical at any age. I just think that it should be something, a decision that both people make together. And I think sometimes it could backfire. What if this starts up, you know,
an appetite
that you can't, because I know a lot of women that, I'm not a relationship specialist like the truth here, but have spoken to me about, you know, regrets on things like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, well, why did you open the can of worms?
And
their reply is, I thought it would
that's
be a one-time thing, but it's opens
yeah.
the whole, oh, I want to go to strip clubs with you, I want to do that. And they really weren't prepared for it.
I want to talk about swingers who actually have, let me give you their story. So the people that are actually active in this lifestyle. So, I want to preface this about the men real quickly. There are men, you guys, who cannot bear to see another man's penis inside his woman's vagina. He won't even be able to see her the same way.
Well,
she now becomes
subconsciously
like all the other thoughts and holes, whatever. And that becomes a disconnect in their relationship. That was just thinking about that. But now, the swinger. I have a couple who are swingers, and here's the deal. So they've been living in this lifestyle for probably the last 10 years, okay? And they do have children. I'm not going to talk about the children. That's a whole other topic. But here's what they tell me. So the first thing you have to understand in that lifestyle, it's not a free-for-all love fest like the 60s back one with the hippies.
No.
There are rules and there are boundaries. One of them, which is one of the biggest ones, is you cannot have, if we bring somebody into our bedroom or we go to a club and we have sex with all these different people, you are not allowed, husband or wife, boyfriend or girlfriend, to go outside and reach out to these people without your significant other. That's number one rule. They consider that just as detrimental as cheating in a monogamous relationship. So this is when they come back to, okay, well, we got to keep this thing. We got to have some rules. Otherwise, this thing could get crazy. Now, check this out.
You know,
think about human proclivity. Sometimes if you give a person an inch, they'll take a mile. So, for instance, my wife, I'm going to use that example. My wife allows me to have sex with other women that she brings home. Or we can go out and have sex with other couples. But guess what? I'm like thinking to myself, I really don't like to be restricted in this way. I really want to be. I'm a big boy. I can make decisions for myself. My dick wants what it wants. I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna contact that chick because. I forgot to give you this dynamic. What if the chick you bring into this bedroom sucks dick better than your wife? What if she can squirt and wifey can't? Right, can you hear me? And I'm at work now.
Oh, we can hear you.
Okay, I'm at work.
Oh, we heard.
Think about this chick who squirts, my wife though, who sucks better dick. And you know how it goes. Every thought begins with a seed. So if I'm thinking about it subconsciously, then I'm getting ready probably to act on that based upon the fact that that felt too good to me. And since and I don't want to hurt my wife's feelings by continuing, right?
This is what most women who are in those type of relationships fear the most. That's why they don't want their husbands or significant others to contact them outside of their knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Is because they give them the chance to develop an emotional bond.
Yeah.
And once you develop an emotional bond, that's even deeper than a sexual bond.
Yeah,
but this is the thing is, Jen, sex, women are emotional with sex. All I would say, if you're
not
looking to do some things like this, let me just say, if you're looking to do something like this, step your game up. Don't go trying to find a pro to be a threesome and you got a wax sex game. No, I'm serious. Like, come on, if you're going to play in this game, let's be realistic. These people are out doing threesomes or whatever. That's, you know, that's what they do.
You just hit on something. Every woman thinks her pussy is the best. If you poll all three nobody will say, oh, my pussy is whack. They're going to be like, it's the best.
No lie. I'm not saying that, you know, but I know that I got some jewels, and that's just what it is. I know, and it's not stuff that I know personally. It's just that, you know, some people, you know, have it and some people don't. I'm not bragging, but just some things are the way they are. I'm just saying, if you're going to take this step, don't half-ass take the step. You know, maybe watch a couple videos, you know. You are going to bring a whole different aspect. Step your game up, like, you know, you're bringing this as another, something that's different, that's, like, not in an existing relationship right now. So let's be realistic. A new spin on it. Maybe she, you know, does it a little better. Not better, but just different. Her
But we do confuse, we confuse better and different all the time. Sometimes someone will be different and not better, and we'll make the mind, in our mind, oh, that's better. She's better. No, it's just different. Nobody likes to eat steak every day. Steak is good, but we don't like it. So sometimes
you know what? If you fast for 20 days with no steak, then when you get that steak, you're going to appreciate every taste of the steak.
Right?
So hello,
I'm saying in the context, I'm not saying you need different people. I'm saying what happens is in our mind, we're talking about dopamine. Every time we have sex and orgasm, you guys, that's a shot of dopamine. So here's the thing. What you're chasing in pleasure period is dopamine shots. It's dopamine hits. So our brain, watch this. Our brain can't tell the difference between this pussy and that. All the brain knows is it's different. So the brain is saying, I want you to go get different. I would have never known about different if my wife or my girlfriend didn't bring different. But when she brought different to the table, now I like different, I want different. It ain't better. I didn't say it was better. It's just different.
It was different.
And we do this all the time. Right. We do it with people today, right? Matter of fact, I'll give y'all a perfect example. Y'all go through and say, okay, I've dated dark-skinned men. I've dated men with money. I dated men that have money. I've dated men short guys. I've dated tall guys. I've dated all different types of men. And if you were to put them all, line them up, I've done this in an exercise, line up all the guys that you've dated behind you. And if you were to turn your back and face them or face them in front of them and look at them, it would be very interesting to see if you guys could identify what was different or better about each individual. Part of it would be perception at the time you were dating that person, at whatever age you were. But the other part of it would be, you know what, I needed him to be better than the last guy because the last guy didn't work out. So we make this assumption that the new person is better than the last person when all they are is just different.
Or the same in a different body, like at a different
level.
Same old shit, a different level. Like, as far as like threesomes, what I find this brings to mind what the truth was saying. I did have one of my friends tell me about a situation when the woman brought the threesome home, just because their relationship was failing. She was just like, okay, I'm gonna bring something special home. The guy winds up falling in love.
Bless his heart.
Save the relationship, and I don't want to put their stuff on blast. And the different wind up keeping the husband, and they got a divorce, and it was messy.
Wow.
And the different wasn't better than the wife, because the different was worse. And like outside of the sex, it was just like, hey, what did I do? Now I have no money, a divorce, a lot of child support, no house to live in, but I got different. So it's like, it's crazy. It could backfire. So
right.
It's touchy.
Do you guys, on this phone, all of you on this phone, do you guys believe in your heart of hearts that you can share a bond with multiple people, and you give one your all, and it be as genuine and sincere without, now watch this, with and then not be, I don't want to use the word jealous, but not be connected to the person enough to care if they're with somebody else. Do you guys think you can really do that? Like, I'm really all in. This is not somebody, not, no fling. No, I want to be with you, and I want to be with you, and I want to be with you, and I'm trying to give everything to you, but I'm not worried, I'm not jealous, or I'm not concerned about you giving your all to somebody else.
That's a good question. I love my husband. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, that's awesome.
Truth. All I'm saying is I love my husband.
I could do it.
I ain't mad. Wait, who?
I just
talk
love my husband.
See, you can do it.
I mean, Jen says she can do it.
So, Jen, now, all right, good. Now we're going to focus on Jen. You got the floor. Watch this. So, you're saying, Jen, you're saying that you can invest your all in multiple people without being jealous, concerned, or I don't want to use the word insecure, but jealous or concerned about where they're giving their affection to. Now, hold on. Let me, before I say that, for one person, but I would say the person that's in the middle of all that love triangle, they get to eat their cake and, you know, have the cake and eat it too in a certain respect. But it's not affecting them as much as affecting the people who are sharing them. Now watch that.
Yeah.
The people who have to share are the ones that are at the disadvantage because they have to now do their
eating. Let's talk about that truth right there.
All right. Let's stop right here.
And you know go ahead, Dan. Let's dissect, and then we're gonna go into a song. But this is so important because I know we talk about, you know, the threesome, the act, but the person that is giving, that's doing the shit.
Right.
Like, what's the breakdown of how not just during the threesome? I think even after, like days after, months after, the reflection back on, did we really do that? Does he really? What does I think it could backfire? I think it makes you like second guess yourself because you actually see what's going on.
Yep.
So what about that person that shares?
Well, the person that shares, here's the thing: the person that is sharing, the expectation for them by the person that is supposedly winning, the person that shares is that they are to have to subdue their ego. They can't be insecure. But here's the thing, and I hate to say insecure because that has something else. Here's the thing, if I care about you and I'm really invested in you, not just for some temporary thrill, I'm talking about long term, like I see myself making a life with you. It's going to be, I mean, now keep in mind, we got some very interesting human beings in this world, but it's going to be very challenging, to say the least, for me to see that I'm pouring all my tea in your pot, and your pot got holes in it. See? Because I'm going to be like, because here's where relationship has to be symbiotic. You should pour into someone that's pouring into you, and that's how relationship grows. If one person is pouring, and the other person
one
is
receiving.
It's not balanced. And everything in life has to have balance. Everything in life needs balance.
It's inevitable. It's the purpose of the thing. You know, you don't really truly know the person. The purpose of the thing is going to be abuse. So you giving – so that's why we have to look at the – like really look deeply at the person or the story of the person that's sharing. If you feel like that you're sharing – that this is like, I need to do this, or some people, I've heard this before. Oh, he keeps on talking about it. I just gave it to him. So you gave it to him, and now you're mad because, you know, he had his good time, and now you're regretful and jealous, and now you don't want to be with him. You think he's sneaky. But he really did. He told you a fantasy. You gave it to him, and now you're mad.
That's why I always say, you know, it's okay to want to try new and different things, but you always have to keep in mind that when it comes to a threesome, that person that you're sharing it with might like it a little bit more than you do.
Ooh.
Just a little bit more than you do.
you may have hit a nerve and shit. Like, I'm sorry. Yeah. You may have hit a nerve.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
Wait, watch this. Like you said, the nerve. Because what if the guy, let's just say, watch this. What if a woman has two men? Now we're going to go there. We're going there now. What if a woman, watch this, and the man, the other guy, the different, we call him different, what if different can hit a spot inside her G-spot that husband can't hit? And now she's like, damn.
Well, I mean,
I never felt that before.
Okay. Now,
Look, church.
Listen.
I heard that church mouth licking ice again. Go ahead.
Listen, if we, like, I'm going to be honest. I was in a relationship. It was not a long, so maybe 18-month relationship. And we had some challenges. But I've tried my best. Like, even I was just like, let's go to counseling. For some reason, we were attracted to each other, but sexually we didn't match. So once you do all you can do to try to work, I would just say communication is the key. Different is not always better, but if you try, you know, communicating and telling, let's try to spice something else. Maybe he needs to get to know your body a little better. Maybe he doesn't know what makes you feel good. Certain guys don't know. Believe me, I tried in this relationship. We just didn't.
Did you? I'm gonna have some people mouths up. Did you try some vibrating panties?
No, we tried everything. We didn't try vibrating panties. I don't think they were out at that point in time. But trust me, take my word for it. We tried everything, and it was. I'm not blaming him. Like later, we laugh about it because me and I'm married now, of course. But me and him could talk. We talked years later after it. He just had too many women. He just wasn't into me like that. And I was just like, oh, you should have told me because I'm thinking something was really, really wrong. And so later, we broke up when we were better as friends. But it's important to communicate. I don't want you to think different is, like, better because sometimes it's just communication. Sometimes it's,
learning.
Like, sometimes you don't know what really turns your partner on. Really, sometimes, you know, you just, A, B, and that's it. Sometimes people are like one track. They don't really develop sexually, like, or grow sexually together. So that's an opportunity maybe to, you know, watch some movies together or have some type of communication going. What makes you feel good? Does, you know, do you like that? So I think that would be different because your husband can be different.
What if you have a partner? Where you don't there's an unspoken communication. You guys he just gets you, and you guys have such chemistry that we don't.
That
talk.
Would be
we
my
just,
husband. Yay! Oh. Okay, he just get me. Shut up.
All right.
Okay.
I want to say, is there some women, and there may be some women on this phone, who can't even orgasm if they're one, not into the guy, two, know the guy is not really connected to them. So part of the block in the orgasm is we are just not connected to each other on a deeper level. So it ain't nothing happening down there. I don't care what you do.
You can say that's me. Yeah, that's definitely me. If we're not connected, nothing can. No?
Some women are like that.
No, that's me. If it's not, we have to go into a song. Let's go into our first song, Eagle Beyond, Big Eagle by Beyonce, right here on the Girlfriend Network.
Oh, baby, how you doing? You know, I'm gonna come right to the chase. Some women were made, but me, myself, I like to think that I was created for a special purpose. Now, what's more special than you? You feel me? It's home, baby, let's get lost. You don't need to call in to work, cause you the boss. For real, won't you show me how you feel? I consider myself, okay, that's a big deal. Why? Well, you got the key to my heart, but you ain't gon' need it. I'd rather you open up my body and show me secrets. You didn't know what's inside, no need for me to lie. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit. It's too much, it's too tough. I'm humble. Right now I don't choose. You can leave with me or you can have the blues. Don't call it arrogant, I call it confident. You decide when you find out what I'm working with. I know I'm killing you with them legs, but yet them thighs. Matter of fact, it's my smile, I may be my eyes. Boy, you a sight to see, kind of something like me. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit. It's too much, it's too tough. I talk like this, cause I can back it up. I got a big ego, such a huge ego. But he love my big ego, it's too much. I walk like this, cause I can back it up.
Girlfriend Network. It's your host, Tahira Sutton. We have Jennifer Laws, Karishma Thomas, The Truth, talking about threesomes, yay or nay. I don't know. It's tricky, guys.
It definitely is.
Go back to where you left off before you went to break.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, you remember where left off?
Oh, what I was saying, I love my husband. No, I'm just saying that one.
I was about the one that said, somebody said something to the effect that, we're talking about sex being mental, more mental than it is physical.
Okay.
I hope everybody, no one's challenging that. And the reason why I say this is because, point and mental point, a woman, a man too, but a woman can come without touching herself. It's possible. I've seen it happen. But I'm saying is, so that, we know it's mental because no one's touching her. She's not touching herself. That's coming from a thought in her mind about an image or images or whatever. So my point being is, if we know it's mental, then there has to be some sort of mindset before you even enter into the actual physical activity as you think about that individual to go along to increase. That increases the intensity of the sex and the intensity of the intimacy, where you know that there is a connection there. So, for instance, I'll give you a perfect example. You have people who like having makeup sex, getting mad at each other to then have sex, and they feel like that's some type of a liberated thing. But here's the deal. Then you have some people who can't even have sex with a person they're mad at. Like, I don't see you, especially if it's a person, like, that cheated on you or something, and there was trust broken to where you no longer even see that person the same. That's what I'm talking about. So, something like that will change your sexual appetite for that person, or at least it should.
Yeah.
Not always, but it should.
Yeah.
Because this person is no longer the apple of your eye. Go ahead. I want somebody to interject on that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, but you know, it was times where during intimacy, the act itself, I decided that I would never be intimate with that person again.
Wait, say that again?
So,
say that one more time.
Like, during the actual act of having sex, having intercourse, sometimes
right.
you just don't feel that good connection. And I've decided sometimes during the act itself, like, okay, I'm not going to have sex with this person no more.
Yeah,
so I'm just
going to
get what I got to get. Right, mm-hmm. like, get what I got to get and be out.
Okay, so to do that, watch this. This is good. So in order for you to set up in your mind that I'm gonna get what I'm gonna get, and it's gonna mm-hmm. be the last time, you still got to go somewhere in your mind.
Absolutely. And now I'm just
right.
focused on the feeling. It don't matter. It wouldn't matter if I was there by myself at that point.
Right. Thank you. That bless. Who is that? Who just said that?
Who is Jennifer?
Boy, you right on it. At that point, you are having sex by yourself. Watch it. You are having sex by yourself because that person is no longer, you're not connected to that person in a meaningful way. So you're literally, and there's a lot of women, watch this, there's a lot of women having sex with a person, but really by themselves, emotionally.
Uh-huh.
Emotionally.
Uh-huh.
And watch this. This is where men and women, this is kind of interesting. So imagine how many times a man is not connected to a woman and just fucking her, and he's not connected to her. He's actually, guess
right.
what, everybody, having sex by himself every
uh-huh.
time. Because he is not
That's
connected
fine.
To that woman other than what he could. So you can watch this. And because he's not connected to her, she's interchangeable. She's replaceable. She's not special.
Uh-huh.
She's an accessory, like his watch, his car.
Mm.
His tie.
Is that a
crazy?
Right.
Watch it. That's where I'm going with that. She's an accessory. She's an accessory. And so we have to be careful, men and women, when we're having sex with people we're not connected to because body versus a person. And guess what? It's very easy for us to be callous and hurt people that are just bodies to us. Watch it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to hurt them. I have no feelings for you because I wasn't connected to you, so I'm using you. Pardon me, I'm using you as I go along my merry way. And yes, and church said, pass the offering basket on now. Church said, amen. And so what ends up happening, you have a dating pool now, you guys, of a lot of people who are using each other, not connected to each other. So it's easy for me not to return the phone call or the text. Because it never really, righteous. It never really was about you, baby girl. It was about me. It never was about you.
Okay, you better quit. Now I'm about to put so much to do right now. You gotta quit, yeah.
I see she got one of church fans. She waving her church fan and everything. I see your church
okay,
fan. But what's so cool is that as I talk to people, I travel all over the country. I'm talking to people, young people specifically, in their 20s. The dating thing, what's so interesting about today's dating, and this is connected to the threesome. One of the reasons why today, those I call them alternative types of relationships, are a lot more acceptable, guess what? It's because this is the Tinder/Snapchat generation, where love is more selfish than it is about giving. So it's easier for me to spread myself very thin and date five people at a time. It doesn't mean I'm having sex with all five of them, but I always had at least three or four people just in case this nigga don't act right.
See, yeah, as a plan
had,
B.
Right? Right, you always have a plan
B. Yeah, always
a
plan
B.
So that always, now, truth, when you said, hold on, Jeff, when you're saying that always a plan B mentality, but doesn't that shed, like, light on that person that there's a deeper issue if you always got to have a plan B?
Because
I have a friend that no matter, she may meet that right guy, but she always got a plan B, and I'm just, okay, let's revisit what really is going on with you, and I know we're passing the threesome, but what's going on with you that you always got to have a plan B, no matter what?
She's playing musical chairs, sweetie. You remember the game, I don't know if you guys are old enough to remember, it was a game in elementary school, musical chairs, where the last person don't get a chair, you out the game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing.
You out the game.
So, the point in people having backup people all the time is they're playing a game, and the game is called, I'm never going to be hurt. I'm always going to win. So watch this.
Mm-hmm.
I never put my eggs all in one basket, so that way I'm never really invested in one person. So the thing is, as human beings, we operate in one of two realities, you guys, love or fear. That person is operating in fear. Fear what? Fear of getting hurt. Fear of being vulnerable. One of the hardest things today for people to do is to be vulnerable, right? Mm-hmm. How many times, ladies, how many times, y'all can be honest on this line, when y'all met a guy and y'all really was like, oh, you was so excited about it. And your girlfriend with her stupid, excuse me, I didn't say stupid, but her crazy self tells you, you can't call. You got to wait 2 days before you call him and let the phone ring three times. And if you don't ring three times, hang up. All of that.
Don't be acting like you're waiting by the phone. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
That, all of that is from a base of, girl, you cannot put yourself in a position where to be vulnerable. That's all it is. And you know what? Who wants a love that there's no vulnerability? There's no sense. You can't even have a real, a loving relationship unless you are exposed completely. Meaning, this is the way it's supposed to be, y'all. I am completely open to you. You have me, and that means you have my mind, my soul, my body, and I'm not hiding anything from you. I am totally exposed and revealed to you, and here's why you can do that, because the key word is I trust you. That's what we don't have today. We got a lot of sex. We got a lot of people who can squirt and suck dick, but we don't have a lot of trust and accountability in our relationships. And because we don't have trust, people are afraid to be exposed completely and be vulnerable and lay all their cards out on the table. It is what it is. Here's who I am, and I'm asking you to what? Accept me for who I am.
Now, that's true. I want to stop there. This is Sierra again. Now, on the other side of the table, what happens when you put, because I've been like, you know, in a situation where I've been completely honest with the guy, and then they just can't take the truth. It's like they want the lie. What happens to those people that are so immune to the lie? It's like, oh, you can't be telling me the truth. And I'm like, no, I have all my cards on the table. This is, you know, where I am. And what happens when you do? I mean, we're so much in a society where people are like, I don't want to be hurt. I don't want to be hurt. But you outline the truth, and they refuse to believe it.
So here's where you go with this. It's two things.
It's too late now because I'm married.
Right. But we have to understand that it takes two people who are self-aware, first of all. You can't. So self-aware, meaning I know what my issues and problems are. I'm not running from them. I'm actually addressing them. And you know what your issues and problems are, and you're not running from them. You're actually working on them. That's what you don't see today. So when we end relationships and we come out of breakups, very rarely, people, do you hear somebody saying, I'm actually taking an active role and working on the issue that I have. Very rarely. Mm-hmm. What do? We leave one situation and try to jump in
another one.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Faster than we got out of it. Yep.
Right. And that's why you have so many people who have all this residue from past relationships, unresolved, mind you, and now passing it on to the new person. That's all we do.
It's like a transfer. And that's my issue, Truth, is that it's not fair to the new person. When I was single and I was, you know, out of a relationship, I would take, like, some time to myself because I felt because this person, you know, did me wrong or it didn't work out, it's not fair for me to take it off on the next person. It's not fair that next person don't give my everything. This may be the one. So why not take a couple of moments out for myself, revamp, and get back in the game? Why just jump in the game with all this stuff that's weighing me down? It's like I'm not an effective player. If I got this on me and that on me, how can I play?
Because this is what we tell ourselves. I deserve someone. I'm too cute to be alone. I'm too smart to be by myself. I need somebody to sleep next to me every night. I don't have self-control and self-discipline. See, that's what it's the narrative that we've created in our own minds, and we listen to our friends, and we listen to entertainment people and all that. You're not supposed to be single for too long. And the single thing, the whole stigma when it comes to single for women versus men, two different things. For men, being single is a win. For women, being single, to some women, not all,
is something wrong.
Death sentence. Why?
Something wrong with
because
you. What's wrong
you
with
have you? Biological clock. What's wrong with you? Why you ain't got kids by now? You too old. Then your mother telling you, girl, where are my grandkids going to be? When you going to have grandkids?
Mm-hmm.
She more concerned about that than you find the man, the right man, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all mm-hmm. of this is planned subconsciously in the back of your mind. Is what's going on in the back of your mind is you're thinking, okay, you know what? You start having self doubt creeps in, and that when that self doubt creeps in, like, well, wait a minute, some of my other girlfriends are married or have someone. Why can't I find the right guy? What is it about me that's having an issue with these men or with myself or whatever? So when that starts to creep in, right? That's my other side of my client. Everybody else, and it's never you. Then wait a minute, you're the common denominator, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all these men are wrong but you. but you know what? But we all have to take responsibility for the roles that we play in our relationships, good and bad. We have to be honest enough to say, you know what? That's on me. That right there was on me. I could have did better in that area right there, right?
Absolutely.
And you know,
you have to be accountable for your actions and everything. I agree with that 100%. You know what I'm saying? And I enjoy being in relationships just as much as I enjoy being single. You know, so to me, it really doesn't matter as long as I'm happy. So it's like it's okay if I'm not in a relationship, and it's great if I am in a relationship.
What's the longest that anybody on this phone been single? Call out some numbers.
The longest that I would say 4 years.
Okay, all right. Did you die? Did you live? Did you make it? Did you see it out?
Well, it was a little. See, my single truth, and I know we're winding up the
Go
time.
Ahead.
My singleness was a little bit different. I'm an identical twin, and so I spent a lot of time with my twin sister, going out, dating and stuff. So that my singleness was a little bit different. My singleness was more getting to know my true identity and what I liked for my individual self or didn't like, opposed to life as a twin sharing with someone else. So my singleness was a little bit different. Like, I have my own space. We shared like every condo that we lived together in adults until she got married at 25. So it was like my time to go out, see if I like to go to a bar. I've never been to a bar until I was 25. So it was more exploration for me. It did get lonely. It did. So what I did, like, in my loneliness, I would volunteer. I made myself available to every church function, every cook-off.
Okay.
I learned how to cook really, really good, and then, you know, I got married. But I occupied my time, because if you're sitting there listening to people, like, why are you not single? Because people literally came up to me. Now, my sister was, like, in her second marriage, and, you know, I went in my own pace. So they was like, what's wrong with you? And I'm just like, well, what do you mean? I think I'm fabulous. What do you mean what's wrong? You don't got no kids. You're not married yet. What's wrong with you? I'm like, so it's a lot to have to let them know, like, this is where I am. I'm confident in this lane. You're not going to push me to jump into something that I don't want to be in. Because you really have to be ready for these relationships. I had to be ready for a marriage. I had to be ready to compat with another person and, you know, what he's going through in the day, what I'm going through today. So it's a lot. And you have so many anchors that's pulling you, like, oh, why are you single? Oh, we have 1 minute. We got to close, guys. Oh, my goodness, I love this show. Okay, so
this is a great show.
It always
Absolutely.
Is. We're losing time. So definitely, everybody make a quick point about threesomes. I'm just going to say, be confident. Jen?
Absolutely. Just be sure and be ready emotionally.
Truth?
I'd say God bless you.
Good luck. Definitely pray. Well, God will tell you, you know, strengthen that relationship so you won't need any of that. And he'll be the different, or she'll be the different.
So we're just going to close out the Girlfriend Network. It's been a great time with you guys. Good luck to Karishma. I know she had to drop off. And shout out to Nicole Martin. We're going to see you next week right here on Blog Talk Radio, the Love Zone USA, the Girlfriend Network. Bye, everybody. Thank you again, Truth.
Bye.
Good night.